South Korean President Roh Moo-hyun struck a supportive but apologetic tone in justifying his nation's free trade agreement with the United States.
물론 어려움을 겪어야 하는 국민들도 많이 있습니다.
In a nationwide television address, Mr. Noh said he knew some people would be hurt by the agreement, but he pledged government support in making South Korea's adjustment to further market opening less painful. The announcement of the trade opening deal follows 10 months of negotiations, capped off by 3 days of around-the-clock talks on the most sensitive issues. U.S. senior negotiator Wendy Cutler says the resulting deal has been worth the effort.
I give it an A+. I think it's a high-quality agreement, yet it's extremely balanced.
Negotiators have not yet revealed full details of the agreement, but say it reduces or removes tariffs on products ranging from food to automobiles and financial services. But South Korean Trade Minister Kim Hyun-jong told reporters Seoul insisted on keeping certain trade protections in place. Kim says because the concerns of the South Korean people are so strong, Seoul's negotiators kept their promise to exclude the country's rice market from the agreement. Rice production is viewed as a traditional part of Korean culture and is a strong rallying point for frequent demonstrations against the agreement. In one unusually dramatic illustration of that opposition, a South Korean man set himself on fire Saturday in protest of the trade talks. He is being treated for third-degree burns. Negotiators say the deal makes progress in offering U.S. companies the kind of access they have wanted to the South Korean automobile and financial services markets. U.S. automakers have accused Seoul of using arbitrary rules as a means of suppressing imports. President Bush announced Monday's deal to Congress just hours before a deadline that would have kept him from asking for a simple yes or no vote from lawmakers. Past that deadline, members of Congress could have demanded dozens of amendments, hurting the chances the deal would be ratified quickly. The president of South Korea's American Chamber of Commerce, Tammy Overby, says the deal has a good chance of political survival.
It's got to pass the National Assembly and it's got to pass Congress, and from everything we've seen, and although, you know, it is still early days, we haven't seen all the details, but from what we've seen so far, it looks good.
Experts say the legislative process could take months, but will probably be completed during the Bush administration. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.